Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. Yeah, my name is Christy. Anyway, so today we have a short sentence taken from a video by Michael Sandel. Now, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Michael Sandel, but he was the writer of a really famous book, which is called Justice, What's the Right Thing to Do? And I remember a few years back, he had a speech in the auditorium in National Taiwan University, and I was there and I was really moved by it. And one of the most important idea that he brought up during that speech was utilitarianism. 那 utilitarianism 呢，就是这个功利主义。And in the speech, Michael Sandel talked about how in the society, utilitarianism should stand for the happiness of everyone else's and by maximizing everyone else's happiness. And I thought it was really intriguing. And also today we have a very interesting sentence from him that we could think about. So let's take a look.And before that, I will be reading through the sentence before this sentence, but our pronunciation challenge sentence starts from the but, okay? So I'm going to start by, if the only thing money could buy were cars, vacation, and luxury yachts, inequality wouldn't matter very much. And this is where the sentence starts. But where money determines access to the fundamental necessities and good things in life, health,education, living in a safe neighborhood, political voice, and influence, inequality matters a lot more than otherwise would. But where money determines access to the fundamental necessities and good things in life, health, education, living in a safe neighborhood, political voice, and influence, inequality matters a lot more than it otherwise would.首先来看 determine 这一个字 determine 呢指的是决定的意思它的重音在 TER 的地方 determine 那如果加上 D 的话呢 determined 就是说下定决心的像是说 he is determined to finish a full marathon by the end of this year 他决定年底前呢要跑完一场全马那如果当名词的话呢就是 determination 的重音在 na 的地方那它是指决心的意思像是 Nothing we said could interfere with her determination 我们说什么呢都没办法让她的决心动摇再我们来看 access 呢指的是取得许可像是我们常会说 access your phone or access to your computer 就是可以取得这个进入手机啊或电脑的许可那这个字呢不要跟 assess 搞混了 assess 呢指的是评估的意思它的 a 呢就发短音的音 assess 那它的这是动词名词呢就是 assessment 第三个我们来看 fundamental 指的是基础的那像例句里面提到的 fundamental necessities 就是这些基础然后不可或缺的东西那 fundamental 本身呢也有这个意思那这边又列出了其他几个跟 fundamental 啊可能会搞混的字那像是 fund 呢是基金或资金的意思可是 found 呢则是说建立或者是创造有点 establish 的概念像是我们会说 This institute was founded in 1992这一间机构呢是1992年呢所创立的那还有另外一个跟 fundamental 非常像的字就是 foundation 呢指的是基石那可能有些人不知道的是女生啊她们化妆的那个应该是底妆吧或者是粉底也其实叫做Foundation. Alright, 那再我们来看 necessity. Necessity 呢，它的重音在 CESS 的地方。Necessity 它是就是必需品或者是不可或缺的东西的名词。那我们这个字比较常看到的是 necessary.Necessary 是必须的，像是说 It is necessary that you complete the courses before you move on to the next level 就是你在晋级到下一级之前呢必须要把所有的课程都上完再来第五个呢我们来看 Influence 指的是影响那像是我们有时候会说 Never underestimate the influence of video games 永远不要低估就是打电动所带来的影响那它的形容词呢则是 influential 它的重音很特别在 en 的地方是 influential 下去的音 influential 像是 he is one of the most influential person in my life 还是在我生命中的最具有影响力的一个人之一 最后我们来看 inequality。Inequality 指的是不平等，因为我们都看过 equal 这个字， equal 是平等的，那 equal 的名词呢，则是 equality， 指的是平等或者是均等。那我这边下面又列出了两个，就是 inequity 跟 equity。Inequity 跟 inequality 差在哪里呢？他们其实呢都有不平等的概念在，可是 inequality 呢指的是量化的不平等，那 inequity 呢则是纯粹指不公平、不公正，像是 injustice 或者是 unfairness 那种感觉。像我们可以说呢 ，the income inequality results from social inequity。那这句话意思就是说，收入的不平均呢是社会阶级不平等的结果，所以是 income inequality results from social inequity。 所以大家可以仔细去想一下，就是 inequality 呢跟 inequity 的差别差在哪里。 Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one last time. But where money determines access to the fundamental necessities and good things in life, health, education, living in a safe neighborhood,political voice and influence, inequality matters a lot more than it otherwise would. Alright, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge, and the video isn't long at all. I remember it was merely like 2 minutes or so, and I really suggest you guys go see. And for those of you who are more interested in Michael Sandel's, you could get his book or see some of his TED Talks, and I thought it was really interesting. And that's it for today, and I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!